What's up, everyone? Welcome to another edition of Tharen's Thoughts. My name's Tharen Shetty. These are my thoughts. Hope you guys are doing fantastic. I'm in day three here in LA. Yeah, it's okay. It's getting colder here, October. But I'm getting situated slowly. For people who are interested in LA, you always hear about traffic, which I never really complain about, but yesterday my friend invited me to a comedy club. He's like, hey, come hang out. A bunch of comics are going to be there in Burbank. And I'm in West Hollywood. It's not that close. But I was like, all right, let's go. What else am I doing? Started driving. And there's this place called the Hollywood Bowl by like Hollywood and Highland, where like they have concerts. And they must have been like, you know, finishing up or something. I was in traffic for at least 45 minutes. Did not move outside that stupid Hollywood Bowl. So I just turned around and went home. I was like, you know what? I'm done. Can't deal with this. And that was my night. And then yesterday I was looking at this TV and I was like, you know what? I don't even watch TV. Why do I have this giant TV in my living room? So I just brought it to the sidewalk, called Athens Waste Management. You can get rid of electronics. And I got rid of my TV. Also, within like 10 seconds, this Mexican guy came up to me and he's like, hey, is that TV okay? I'm like, yeah. He's like, can I take that for my 9-year-old daughter? And I was like, sure, go for it, dude. So some dude got a free TV and I'm just gonna become a minimalist, I guess. Just get rid of all my stuff and live simply. This is my fantasy land. I'm living simply. But there's something to be said about not complicating your life with bullshit, right? I mean, I'm reading today about Tom Brady getting a divorce from his wife, and that's another vlog altogether. I mean, divorces and marriages and stuff, but they have all that money, divvying up all those assets. If that does happen, the divorce, I think, who knows? I don't know. But regardless, if you get a divorce, you got to divvy up all these assets and finances. And I was like, you know what? I just want to live simply. I don't want to complicate my life with stuff that I don't need, relationships that are, you know, burdensome. You know, I don't know what's going on with me right now, but I'm trying to just make my life as streamlined as possible and see where that takes me. Something to be said about just waking up and drinking coffee and making vlogs and then writing on my computer. I mean, everyone has a different sense of life, right? In fact, that cab driver who tried to, you know, scam me, whatever, this guy was lecturing me. He's like, you live here with your wife and kids? I was like, no. He's like, how old are you? And I told him, and he was like, you should be getting married. And he started lecturing me about marriage. And I was like, man, how come people always have an opinion about other people's life? And I think that's the beauty about living in LA. However, I trashed it a lot, no question about it. But the great thing about it is that it's a place of dreamers and people just live their life however they want to live it. There's no judgment. Like, you can meet these, you know, 60-year-old actors who haven't done shit, but they still go to acting class every week and they take their classes or whatever. I'm just using that as an example, but this is a place where people go after their dreams and they kind of say F you to the American dream that is shoved down our throats when we're children, right? Like, oh, you gotta get married, you gotta get 9 to 5, you gotta do this, you gotta do that. Like, that's the great thing about Los Angeles. Probably the best thing is that, you know, anything can happen out here. And I mean, it's a very liberal place, which, you know, has its problems sometimes, but the great thing about it is that it welcomes everybody here for the worst part too. So you got this, you know, this clusterfuck of comedians, directors, and just everybody just going after, you know, their childhood dreams, and some of them actually make it. When I was hiking this morning, I got there and it was super early, like 5:36. And it was just cool to walk up, you know, in nature, which is something I don't really get in Florida at all. I don't know where you're watching this, but there really wasn't that many people around me. And I think that's what I miss the most about New Hampshire, where I was born and brought up, is you're just surrounded by nature, by trees. And there's something zen about it. It's something that it affects your human psychology that is, you can't articulate. You just have to experience it. So I feel bad for people who just spend their entire existence in a city. I hope you guys have a great day. Talk soon. Take care.